You're listening to the Miles to Go podcast, the go-to source for travel tips, news, and reviews you can't afford to miss. Now, here's your host, travel expert Ed Pizza.
Welcome back to another episode of the Miles to Go podcast, where we bring you the latest travel news, tips, and tricks each week to help you save money and travel better. I won't waste a lot of time getting us into this week's show. We've got two guests in our segment this week. You'll probably recognize Jen from Deals We Like. She brings us the deal segments you guys hear just about each and every week on the show. Joining her and I is Zach from Travel Freely. If you're new to the miles and points space or you've been around for a while, Travel Freely is going to help you stay organized and earn miles more effectively. After that, we'll wrap up the show with the final two pennies and my answer to a listener question. Let's jump in with Zach and Jen. Back on the Miles to Go podcast, and we've got two guests with us today. One is a frequent guest that you guys hear from frequently. That's Jen from Deals We Like, and she's back on because she's going to help break down for us what our second guest, his first time on the show, has built, which should be a pretty valuable tool for most of you folks who are just getting into using credit cards to help travel for free or cheap. So Zach from Travel Freely is with us today to talk about his somewhat new product. It was new when we first started talking. We just haven't been able to get schedules to match up. But ladies first, Jen, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. And Zach, welcome to the podcast for the first time. We're excited to talk to folks about Travel Freely. What caused you to come up with the idea for the product?
Yeah, well, thanks, Ed. Thanks for having me on, and congrats on the Alaska Airlines shout-out in the magazine.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. We are pretty excited about that. There have been a bunch of weird pictures coming in on Twitter.
Nice. I really discovered the world of points and miles. Very fortunate way with that legendary 100,000 mile British Airways card in, like, 2010. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, went on a research deep dive into points and miles and realized, you know, what I was missing out on. And so I started doing all this myself. And then I was looking around trying to figure out how to manage this. And there wasn't, you know, too many tools besides spreadsheets. And I basically was not any good with spreadsheets as it was, let alone, like, keeping up with it or, you know, updating it and checking it, all that kind of stuff. So as I started to get a few more cards and life got a little bit busier with getting married and grad school and stuff, I just needed, like, something to help manage it. And so at the same time, I was, you know, talking to friends that were wanting to know how to do this, and, you know, family members seeing us travel for free, and they're like, how do you do this? And it was kind of hard to explain. So basically, I created Travel Freely as a software, as a web app that would help people get started and help them manage their cards. So, you know, number one, people like myself could really automate a lot of the hard maintenance of it, and then also help other people get started in an easy way and have a tool to really manage the whole thing from beginning to end.
Yeah, and I think the thing that I really liked when Jen brought Travel Freely to my attention is, probably one of the single biggest questions I get asked from folks when the light switch turns on, when they get it, that credit cards are a big part of how a lot of us earn miles to travel. The next question I get is, well, what card should I get? And my answer is always the same. It depends. You know, what are your specific situations? And so, you know, this product helps folks address those different questions, because I do feel like every scenario is different. Jen, you know, you sort of bounce back and forth between the family travel world, and then you were a road warrior for quite a while. I'm curious, how many cards do you think you hold right now?
Oh, I have no idea. I honestly find credit cards in my like random drawers as well. I'm not even joking. Like, the cleaning lady just, like, randomly finds stuff behind my dresser and just puts them in way. And I have a lot that I don't use actively, and then a lot of credit cards I just use for the perks and stuff. So I don't know. I'm gonna say 20.
Yeah,
maybe that's not a lot to many of you, but that's definitely a lot to the average person.
Yeah, Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is a lot to most of the folks that I talk to. And so, you know, for folks who are listening, don't worry. We're not advocating you go out and get 20 credit cards. We're a bit weird.
Right. And that's openly active credit cards.
Right, exactly.
Forget about the cards that have been closed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're thinking about, you know, what should you get for your next card, or if you want to add a second card to your wallet, if you're switching cards, Jen, this is really where Travel Freely comes in, right?
Absolutely. And what I love about it is, you know, even 3 years ago, credit card rules were not so intense. Like, you could go ahead, you could apply for many cards at the same time, you know, within 30, 60, 90 days of one another. There was no cap or very limited rules, right? Like Alaska Airlines, people churned, I don't know, every 30 days. Now, a lot of these credit card companies have put very, very strict rules in place, and knowing all these rules is tough. So the one cool thing about Travel Freely that I really like is that you put in all the credit cards you have and it will automatically eliminate all the credit cards you are not eligible for. So for example, like Southwest, they have 3 personal cards. You're not allowed to have open 2 cards now at the same time. You used to be able to do that, but now you can't. And knowing those like nuances is tough. And so having a tool that automatically will wipe away the cards that you are not eligible for is awesome, right? Like the same thing with the Chase 524 rule. The Travel Freely will count up how many credit cards you have, because in this system, you put the credit cards, you put your open date as well. So you need to know your information. It will take you, you know, maybe a half an hour to really get your account set up. But then once you have all the accurate information, it'll does so many calculations for you in the background that it can help you figure out, you know, when your 524 status, you know, is over and when you're eligible for next card. It sends you reminders of, you know, you're actually now eligible to apply for a new card, and having that kind of at your beck and call. And it's a free tool. I don't know if we've mentioned this yet, but it's free right now. Right, Zach?
Yeah, totally free. I mean, I want as many people to be able to use it as possible. And, you know, my gamble is that I can earn income to support the site through credit card links on the other end of it. And at the same time, I'll always post the best offers, whether I have a commission earning link or not. But yeah, I don't see a fee coming anytime soon. I want as many people to try it as possible.
Absolutely. So it's free. So there's no reason not to use it. Definitely, if you're starting to get into the game, even for a mid-tier level, and honestly, even for the more advanced, because these rules are all over the place. And like Zach said, he promised many people in this industry that he will always post the best offer. So many bloggers, they have specific relationships with the banks, and you'll only see the offers that they receive through their partnership. And sometimes it's inferior. Zach, myself, many others do, even if we don't make any money on it, we'll always post the best offer. So you can fully trust Zach. I've been following Travel Freely since, I don't know, this fall maybe.
Yeah.
And I haven't yet seen him do something unethical. So I trust it.
Yeah. And I'm a deal finder myself. So like I wouldn't want someone to treat me like that. And, you know, with so many new people signing up, like I want them to know all they have to do is come be a part of this service, and they don't need to Google for hours and hours to make sure they got the best card. So when I see other sites, you know, posting an offer that is, you know, 10,000, 20,000 mile inferior offer, you know, that makes me proud of like what I'm trying to do to help people, because I'm not misleading them at all.
Right. On Travel Freely too, he has some guides as well. So if you're really new to this industry and you don't even know what Chase Ultimate Rewards is, you will find some guides on his site. So help you. He worked with some other bloggers and helped to kind of lay out some terminology and best usage of what to do with your points once you actually earn them from the credit card signer.
Yeah. And there, you know, for folks who are tuning in and are thinking that, you know, this sounds overwhelming, keep in mind, you know, if you just have one or two cards in your wallet, you may not realize that there are certain situations that exist right now that could cause you issues. And I'm going to use Marriott as a big, easy example, just because of how large the program was before they merged with SPG, and then all those SPG folks that came over, and the fact that Marriott has credit card relationships with two of the major banks, American Express and Chase. And there are some pretty arcane rules about if you hold one of those credit cards now and you want to get a different one. It's worth understanding what those rules are before you just go out and apply for something and can't get the card that's the best fit for you. Jen right. also referred to 524. We haven't talked a ton about 524 here on the Miles to Go, but what that refers to is in the Chase world, they're looking in certain situations to see if you've applied for more than 5 credit cards over the past 24 months. And so that might keep you from being able to apply for the next card, if you will. So I know most of my folks who are listeners probably haven't gotten to 5 applications in the last 24 months, but as these credit card offers improve and the rules change, it's important to understand those things. And I think the benefit to travel freely here is that the software does it for you. You don't have to remember. As long as you can put in your the date you got the card, they're going to take care of the rest. And Zach, correct me if I'm wrong. From what I can see in the time that I've spent on Travel Freely, you guys aren't capturing credit card numbers. You're not capturing any of that sort of personal data that somebody might be scared to give.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something people actually really like. As this has grown, I've tried to think of good new features and can connect to APIs of banks and those kind of things. But I think people actually like that there's nothing confidential or secure. It's just the name of the card and the date you opened it, really.
Right. So you're not linking to your actual bank account. It's not auto inputting. You have to do it all manually. So mm-hmm. you have to kind of find out some of the information. If you applied for a card last year, you might want to go back, call the bank, find the exact time that you applied for, and you auto input all the information. There is 100% separation between your bank, your social security, your cards, and from what you input into the tool.
Yes, exactly. And despite that, we still have best in class, top of the line security for your information. But, your information is not really the same as, your bank account login info and that kind of stuff.
Right. You could even put in, if you don't want to put in your actual name from a security standpoint, you can put in Joe Smith if you so desire as well.
Yeah.
Jen has now officially become Joe Smith.
Absolutely.
Podcast.
I love
it. The sign up process on Travel Freely is very quick and easy. And I went through the steps to sign up and log my cards. There's a guide right on the homepage. Once you're signed in for a beginner's guide to using the site. Lots of pictures for folks like me who aren't the most technically astute in the world. And we're also going to share a how-to video demo in the show notes that you guys can click on to get a sense of how to key stuff in. But from where I sit, if you don't have 20 or 30 credit cards like Jen or Zach or myself, this shouldn't take you very long to sign up for at all. And then from there, it should really help you make those key decisions on what your next credit card should be. Zach, any other updates you can think of that you guys are going to be doing with Travel Freely in the near future?
Yeah, well, I think first just wanted to mention, when you do add your cards, there are email reminder notifications that automatically get plugged in there. So you'll get annual fee reminders and bonus deadline reminders in your email as you add those cards. So it's pretty automated. And that's a feature for people that are brand new, to help manage all that is pretty good for the emails coming right to you. One of the cool features I'm working on right now that I think will be really good, hopefully available in a few weeks, is a bonus eligibility tracker. So if you have a card that you've had for 10 years and you don't realize that you could actually get that card again, I will alert you to that in the Card Genie recommendations and say, hey, you're actually eligible for this card again. You're going to probably need to downgrade or cancel this card, but here are the instructions. So I'm working on that so it helps people understand how many bonuses they could get, and not only those old cards, but once it hits, if your Sapphire card hits the 48 months since your last bonus, you can be alerted to that instead of, doing that calculation in your head all the time.
Awesome. Well, it's travelfreely.net. Zach, tell folks where they can find you when you're not hopping on the podcast with Jen and I.
Yeah, well, thanks, Ed. I'm Zach from travelfreely.net. Come sign up there for free and give it a try. Let me know what you think. Otherwise, you can find me on some social channels. My handles on all those are iTravelFreely, Pinterest, Facebook, and Twitter, iTravelFreely.
Cool. And Jen, who is with us almost every week, tell folks where they can track you down.
Absolutely. All right. You can find me at dealsyoulike.com and then all the social media channels, not Pinterest yet. I need to get on it, sounds like, but Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything at dealsyoulike. And as always, feel free to send me an email or a note, and I'm happy to help.
Awesome. Safe travels, Jen and Zach. We will be right back on the Miles to Go podcast. This week's show is brought to you in part by AutoSlash. AutoSlash does one thing really, really well. They save you money on car rentals, and not just a little bit. They're always free to use, and there's two separate ways that they can help save you money. First off, if you start your booking process at autoslash.com, you'll enter in some key information, Costco membership, AAA, frequent flyer memberships, and they'll take all that information along with searching for any publicly available codes that you might not be aware of, and they'll find the best price for your specific car rental, which you can then go ahead and book. After you've booked, you can enter your car rental reservation into their tracking tool, and it will continue to track whether the price has gone down on your car rental or a new code becomes available that would save you more money. They'll notify you, and you'll be given the chance to rebook that reservation for less money. Even if you don't start the booking process with AutoSlash.com, if you booked it somewhere else, you could take your reservation number, key it into AutoSlash, and they will continue to track that reservation for free and let you know if the price goes down or if there's a discount code maybe you didn't know about, right up until you pick the car up. Tons of different ways to save money with AutoSlash. It's 100% free, always 100% free. Give it a try and drop me an email. Let me know what you think about it. You can find them at autoslash.com. Back to wrap up this week's show with the final two pennies. We've got one of our blog readers that wrote in with a question, and I thought it would be good to address on the show. As always, you can find me blogging at Pizza in Motion, and you can always send me an email at ed@pizzainmotion.com with any questions that you want answered. Madeline, a longtime reader of my blog, asked the following. I'd like your advice or opinion to direct me to who I can trust in an affordable way to book travel awards for me and my soon-to-be husband. I'm getting married next year and probably won't have much time to dedicate to travel award stuff, so I'd like to have someone book that trip for me. I've been following and reading for years, still consider myself a newbie. I was a college student just diligently saving my miles for a one-day special, spending it on my honeymoon, and 5 years later, the time has finally come. Thanks for your question, Madeline. I love hearing that you've been saving up your miles for a dream trip. I wish we'd gotten to a dream trip for you sooner, but I'm super thrilled that we're going to get one for you now. We actually did a segment on award booking services when the show first launched about 18 months ago. So it seems like a good time to revisit the topic. And I have two recommendations for you. I know the folks who run both of these companies personally, and I trust them completely. First, BookYourAward.com is run by some of the smartest folks in the miles and points space. Gary Leff, author of View from the Wing, started it years ago and continues to be a leader in this space. Another good choice is Points Pros, run by Ben and Tiffany from 1 Mile at a Time. Again, folks that have been around this space a long time and people I trust completely with your miles and points. Don't be afraid to poke around yourself to search for your flights as well. You might surprise yourself what you'll find. I hope you and your spouse have a phenomenal honeymoon. We'll have links to both of these products in the show notes for you. That's a full wrap on this week's show. If you have a question that we can help answer or a topic you'd like to see us cover, don't forget to send it our way. You can track us down on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all at Pizza in Motion. And you can always email me, ed@pizzainmotion.com. A big thanks to Jen and Zach for stopping by to talk about travel freely. And as always, thanks to producer Mike and to each and every one of you for listening in, telling your friends, and helping us grow the show each and every week. Stay tuned for segments from some road warriors coming up about their travels and where best to put your business travel dollars. If you've listened this far to the show, I've got to believe that means that you like what you're hearing. If that's the case, I just have one favor to ask of you. Please tell a friend. Okay. Two favors. Make sure you're subscribed to get our episodes each and every week as soon as they're released. And if you haven't, leave us a review wherever you're listening. Until we upload again, we've got miles to go.